Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Big news that started this morning, the story, is that President Cyril Ramaphosa is likely to resign tonight. So to unpack that for us, and the what ifs and the hows and the whys and the buts, is Dr. Ralph Matega, who is a South African political analyst. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm well, and good afternoon to you.
You've had a busy day, right?
A little bit. I've been trying to have it a little bit easier. I've had a very long year, but you never know. You know, you wake up to a different country in South Africa, and we're getting used to it.
Yeah. So all indicators are that President Ramaphosa is going to resign tonight. Whether he does or he doesn't, can we look at a scenario, bearing in mind that we haven't got a lot of time, of if he resigns, who would then act in his stead? I mean, I'm seeing News 24 is running a headline that says Motlanthe has no interest in returning as president amid imminent Ramaphosa resignation. Why would Motlanthe even be considered? Why wouldn't David Mabuza be considered as a deputy?
I mean, interestingly, if the president has to leave office, there is no president. Usually, does not mean that the deputy president takes the responsibility. The deputy president has got permanent responsibilities within the office of the deputy president. So we have seen it during President Mbeki when he left office. Remember, President Motlanthe was then called in as a caretaker president during that time. And that was that indication that you need an acting president. And again, the party is also going into very difficult elections, and the country is experiencing such crisis. You just cannot take the deputy and put there. You need to also have the deputy president who's going to drive the message that says to the people, we understand the essence of crisis, we've got a sense of urgency here. And then we need a deputy president who's going to steer this. Actually, what you need is not to pick from the two factions, the two warring factions. You need someone who can be seen as a uniting person, if you like.
Dr. Matega, do we have anybody who could be that?
It's very difficult. I mean, the factions are so deep that you've got very few people that you can say are implicated. But there are other people who could do the job, who have done the job. You can call Mekumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka and say, can you come back and do it again?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen tonight? Do you think he's going to resign?
I think it's very difficult. The president certainly has to go. It's just a question of when the resignation will come out and how the ANC. I think the ANC is concerned about how to manage this thing.
Yeah.
Because I think they are stunned by this decision. Even if it was one of the possibilities, the decision hitting the ground just a different reality altogether for the party. So I think, interestingly, the party is still trying to make sense of this. Probably they will have a plan, but they're trying to make sense of this, and they have to collect themselves and understand this thing beyond the functional divisions that have existed with the party. This thing goes beyond the factions, and it affects the party, either whether it's one faction dominating, winning. The reality is people are looking into the party, getting itself together and carrying on with the job because of so much crisis in government.
Yeah. And, when Jacob Zuma became party president, I mean, he had, I think it was over 700 charges of corruption against him and money laundering. I don't think South Africans are going to accept that again because we saw the road that it took us down.
Exactly. And again, the reality is when you have a country that requires a focused leader, because of the demands that you have, because of the reality on the ground, a sense of urgency, you have got no choice. You need someone who can focus on that. The president who's trying to fend off charges is certainly not well positioned to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I, like you, are going to be watching very, very carefully tonight to see. And it's just so telling that we can't think of any leader that could step in. Somebody who's just worthy of that to lead South Africa. I mean, I think that the ANC conference in December is going to be interesting as well.
It's sad. It's sad that even when you look at President Ramaphosa's anti-corruption and you look at the Palapala, you're thinking that, okay, in the greater scheme of things, maybe he was trying with anti-corruption. But now you even question, what is the future of anti-corruption here? I mean, what will the next leaders be doing about it? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
It's very uncertain.
Well, you know what? On the upside, what it says is that there is no, you know, politics aside, and I understand that this is very politically driven, but, you know, that nobody is above the law in South Africa. And that's, I think that's a message. Very, very important message that we all
that's,
take
that's
home.
A strong message.
And that's hope.
That's
yeah. hope, because yeah. if we can sort out corruption, you yeah. know, it's a different country.
I'm with you on that one. I do think that at the end of the day, beyond skirmishes within the ANC, at the end of the day, it is the rule of law that prevails.
Yeah.
No one is above the law.
Absolutely. Dr. Ralf Matecha, thank you very, very much for speaking to us this afternoon, for making time. And if you're going away and we don't speak to you before, although I'm sure we probably will, then I wish you a happy holiday. Because it
thank
has been
so
a
much,
hell of a year.
It's been a very long year, but I think we are certainly going to speak. We have not seen the end of this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.